Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated in loving memory Ule'ilu Nishmas, Harold Groner, Tzvi Ben Yaakov Yosef.
We're up to Nazir, Daf Yitches Amud Aleph. The Gemara is continuing the discussion that starts on Yitzayin Amud Beis regarding the Yimei Chilutai of a Mitzayra. Are those days of a Mitzayra when we know that you're a verified Mitzayra, are they Olam and Aminyan? Do they count towards your 30 days of Nazirus? So the Gemara said, Akal v'chomer, that they're not Olam. Because even a Nazir Kever, I mean someone that was Mekabel Nazirus when he's already Tomei, so over there, he's Sairi Roilu Taglachas. He's really Oimid for the mitzvah of Taglachas. So he's more in the parish of Nazirus, and still in Olam and Aminyan, it doesn't count towards your 30 days. So for sure, Yimei Chilutai, which are not oimid for taglachas, are not going to be oilah min aminyan. So the Gemara was attempting to use this brisa as a raya that even a nazir bekever has taglachas of tumah, which was the shaila that the Gemara was dealing with on the Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara knocks off the raya. They say that no, maybe really a nazir bekever, since he was never a nazir tahor may oilam, therefore he does not need taglachas. And what we meant, when we said that a Nazir Bekever is Oymed L'Taglachas, we meant Taglachas of Tahira. So you don't have a Raya Tawa Shaila. And then the Gemara brings a Raya that we're talking about Taglachas of Tahira. Because if we're talking about Taglachas of Tumah, and we're saying that since you're Oymed to have a Taglachas, any Taglachas that you're Oymed for, even a Taglachas of Tumah, is enough of a Svara that you're in the Parsha, and therefore you should have been Oylem and Aminyan, and still you're not Oylem and Aminyan, then what would be the Kal V'Chomer to Yimei Chilutai? Yimei Chilutai also have a Taglachas. And Echanam, it's a different type of Taglachas. It's Taglachas of Mitzayra, which has nothing to do with Taglachas of Nazir. But the Gemara's point is that Taglachas of Tumah has nothing to do with the Taglachas of Tyra. So what would the Kal V'Chomer be that even Nazir Bekever, which has Taglachas, which the point of the Gemara is, the point of the Braisa, is that you're more in the parasha of Nazirus. You see that you're Nazir enough to have Taglachas, and still you're not Olam and Aminyan. For sure you make Chilutai, which is totally out of the parasha, is not going to be Olam and Aminyan. The Gemara's point is that if the only Taglachas you have is Taglachas of Tumah, why should that play a role in regards to counting towards the Yeminyan of Yemei Nazirus of Tyra? So it must be that we're talking about Taglachas Tyra, and you don't have a Raya to our Shiloh if a Nazir Bekever has Taglachas of Tumah. The Gemara is matcha that you don't have a Raya. You don't have a Raya that we're talking about Taglachas of Tyra, and therefore our Dichoy to the Raya that we attempted is a good Dichoy. Because maybe we're talking about Taglachas of Tumah. Even a Mitzayra is also aiming for a Taglachas. The point over here has to be that it's a Taglachas of Pashas Naziris. And that the Gemara says, Taglachas to Naziris Ketani. It's enough. Even a Taglachas of Tumah, even though it's not the same Taglachas as Tyra, but it's enough that you're in the parsha of Taglachas of Nazirus. So we do have a valid Kal V'Chomer. That Madoch, a Nazir Bekever, who's Oymed for Taglachas, albeit a different type of Taglachas, it's a Taglachas of Tumah, but it is a Taglachas of the parsha of Nazirus, and still he's not Oylem and Aminyan, Kolshkin Yimei Chilutai, which is totally a different type of Taglachas, it's Taglachas of Mitzayra. Nothing to do with the parsha of Taglachas of Nazir, for sure you're not Oylem and Aminyan. That's how you learn the Gemara Kipshutai. That means the point of the Gemara by saying Taglachas and Zirus Ketani is that even though the Taglachas is the Taglachas of Tumah, and we're really dealing with Taglachas of Tyra, because we're dealing with the Shaila, if you're Olam and Aminyan for the Yemei Nazirus of Tyra, so the point that we should be focusing on would be if you have Taglachas of Tyra, but still, it's enough to have Taglachas of the Parsha of Nazirus, even though it's Taglachas of Tumah. However, the Brisker Rav once explained the Gemara in a beautiful fashion. I'll pee the Rambam. The Rambam says that Taglachas of Tumah, this is in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Tzadi Gimel. So he's describing the mitzvah of a Nazir, and there's a mitzvah to do Taglachas. So he mentions, Teich Dvarov, there's no mitzvah of Taglachas of Tumah. We're not going to count it as a mitzvah, because the whole point of Taglachas of Tumah is all to do the Dinei Nazirus. We already have a mitzvah of Dinei Nazirus. If you're Mekabel Nazirus, you have to go through the whole parasha of Dinei Nazirus. So obviously, if you become Tameh, you got to fix up your Tumah, which has a whole parasha how to do that, which includes Taglachas and Gabonis, and now you could do your Dinim of Nazirus, but it's not a separate mitzvah. Rather, it's included in the Dinim of how to do Nazirus. Now, there is a mitzvah besides doing the din in Naziris, to do Teglachas after Naziris. But the mitzvah of Teglachas Tumma is not the mitzvah of Teglachas of Tyra, and it's not a separate mitzvah because it's included in the mitzvah of doing the din in Naziris, being a Nazir. If you say a rain Nazir, there's halachas after 30 days, you can't do certain things. There's also halacha that if you're Tame, you have to bring a carbon to continue on your Yemei Naziris of Tyra, but it's not a separate mitzvah. The problem is, the Brisk Rav asks, that the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Naziris, before each halachas of the Rambam, he brings down the minyan mitzvahs of that topic. So he has 10 mitzvahs there in the parasha of Nazir. So a mitzvah yud, the Rambam writes, this is before Naziris Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, he writes, that's a mitzvah deraisa to megaleach after yoyimei Naziris, oy kishayitma. Or you'll have this mitzvah after you become tamei. So it's clearly the Rambam is considering it a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah deraisa to do teglachas after yoyimei Naziris or after tumah. So why did the Rambam write a mitzvah tzadi gimel that he's not including the mitzvah teglachas because it's included in being regular din in Naziris, and it has nothing to do, there's no special mitzvah of Teglachas. There's a mitzvah of Teglachas of Tyre, but there's no mitzvah of Teglachas of Tumah, it's just included in doing din in Naziris. You see, first in the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Naziris, there is a mitzvah, to Galeach, and there's two times that this mitzvah applies. The mitzvah of Giluach is after Yemei Naziris, which is standard Teglachas of Yemei Naziris of Tyre. Oh, Yikishatime! Clearly there's a mitzvah for a Nazir Tameh to do Teglachas. So why did the Rambam write that he's not including this mitzvah because it's part of the Din and Naziris, it's not part of the mitzvah of Teglachas? So the Brisk Rav, his own stencils, he answers, I'll be a third Rambam. The Rambam, Hilchas Naziris, Perek Vav, Halacha Yudalid, says a pelagic thing. He says that even though we know there's a halacha of Shiluach Tachas Hadud, you take the here after the Teglachas, you put it on the fire, the whole procedure that we know that you do by Naziris of Tahira. Now that Taglachas we only find by Naziris of Tyra. The Rambam says by Naziris of Taglachas of Naziris of Tumah, we never find this halacha of Shluach Tachas Hadud. However, the Rambam writes, the Peldika thing, he writes that if you do Shluach Tachas Hadud, Yotza, Yotza, you Makayim the Din. So the Brisk Rav asks, that makes no sense. If you're telling me there's no halacha, there's no mitzvah in the Torah to do Shluach Tachas Hadud, by Naziris of Tumah. If there was a mitzvah, it would be a mitzvah deraisa that you have to do. Now you're telling me you don't have to do it, that means the mitzvah doesn't apply. So if you do it, how could you be yaitza? How could you be yaitza a mitzvah that you don't have? If you had the mitzvah, you'd have to do it. So since you don't have to do it, it means you don't have the mitzvah. If you don't have the mitzvah, why does it help that you do it? What does the Rambam mean that im hishlich tachas adud yaitza? So the Brisk Rav says, you see from the Rambam a tremendous chiddush. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Naziris of Taglachas of Tahira includes Taglachas of Tumah if you do it in a way that's similar to what Taglachas of Tahira. That means there's no two mitzvahs. Like the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs writes, there's no mitzvah called Taglachas of Tumah. There's one mitzvah, Taglachas of Tahira. Now, if you want to go ahead and do the entire procedure that's necessary to do a Taglachas of Tahira, so your Taglachas of Tumah will be mekayim that mitzvah deraisa of Teglachas of Tyre, which is not necessary. But all you have to do is a Teglachas without Shiluach Tachas Hadud, and then you can start your Naziris. That is not a separate mitzvah of Teglachas, that's just enabling you to start your Naziris. That's nothing more than all DNA Naziris, it's not a separate mitzvah. That's what the Rambam means in Sefer Mitzvahs, that I'm not counting Teglachas of Tumah, because it's not a separate mitzvah, it just enables you to do your DNA Naziris. But if you go ahead, and you're mekayim your Teglachas of Tumah, in a way that's a kiyum of Teglachas of Tyra, then you get that mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that arises to go ahead after your Naziris and do Teglachas of Tyra. You have the ability to reach in and be mekayim that mitzvah even though you didn't do Naziris of Tyra. Any Nazir Tomei that wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of Teglachas of Naziris Tyra could do it. Im hishlich tachas adud yotza, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Teglachas of Nazir Tahar even though you're a Nazir Tomei. So now all the Rambams are beautiful. The Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, he's not counting Teglachas of Tumah because it's included in Dinei Naziris. That's totally true. But still, the Rambam writes in the list of mitzvahs before Hilchos Naziris, he says there's a mitzvah deraisa to be migaleach la'achar yemei Naziris oikeshetimei.
So he asked, it seems there is a mitzvah of the Glachas of Tumah. The answer is, there's not a mitzvah of the Glachas of Tumah. There's a mitzvah to be Megaleach after Yemei Nazirus. That's a mitzvah of the Glachas of Taira. You could do that mitzvah, which is Taglachas of Taira. You could do it after Tumah. You could be Mekayim that mitzvah, that parish in the Torah of Shluch Tachzadur, that whole procedure of the Glachas of Taira. You could be Mekayim it if you want to after Tumah. But the Rambam is not going to count it separately as a mitzvah, because what you're doing is you're tapping into mitzvah on the Taglachas Taira. So when it comes to Minyan mitzvahs, the Rambam says the mitzvah of the Glachas Taira, and the mitzvah of Dinin Nazirus, and I'm not counting the Glachas of Tumah. That's not a mitzvah, that's a chilek of Dinin Nazirus. All he's saying in the beginning of Hilchos Nazirus is that you have a mitzvah, the rice of the Glachas of Taira, after your Nemei Nazirus, or you can mekayim that mitzvah, which we call the Glachas of Taira, you can mekayim it after Tumah, if you do Shluchas Tachas Adud. Then you're tapping into the mitzvah of the Glachas of Taira, and you mekayim that, even though you're Tameh. If you say this, the Biskarov says, you could read our Gemara beautifully. Till now, we read our Gemara that Nazir Bekever is more mistaver to be Oilu Min HaMinyan because you're Oilu for Taglachas. Gemara says, maybe you're not Oilu Taglachas of Taira, you're only Oilu for Taglachas of Tumah, but since it's fart, you know, in the parasha of Nazirus, it's enough to be called your Oilu to do more deed in Nazirus, so you should be Oilu Min HaMinyan. If you're not Oilu Min HaMinyan, then we have a kolsh kain that you make Chilutai, which is not Oilu for Taglachas of Nazirus at all, will for sure not be Oilu Min HaMinyan. So that's a little schwer, because the Taglachas of Tumah and Taglachas of Taira have nothing to do with each other. So why is that a svar that since you're aiming to do Taglachas of Tumah, that since it's part of Parshas Nazirus, so you would think it's Oilu Min HaMinyan? Why should that be a svar to be Oilu Min HaMinyan if it has nothing to do with the parsha of Taglachas of Taira? But now that the Biskarov is saying that according to the Rambam, every Taglachas of Tumah, if you want, you could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Taglachas of Taira and Shiluach Tachas Hadod Yatza. You have that option, you have that ability to do the mitzvah of Taglachas of Taira. So the Gemara is amazing. The Gemara is saying if every Nazir Bekever is Oilu for Taglachas of Tumah, but you could do it in a way that it's a key to the mitzvah of Taglachas of Taira. So that for sure should be Oilu Min HaMinyan. You're in a situation where you could do the mitzvah of the Glachas of Taira. The same mitzvah that every Nazir Tar does, every Nazir Tameh could do. So you're Oilu for the same mitzvah. So you should be Oilu Min HaMinyan. If you're not Oilu Min HaMinyan, for sure you may Chilutai. Well, you're not Oilu for this Taglachas at all. You're only Oilu for a mitzvah, Taglachas of Mitzvah, but nothing to do with the mitzvah of Taglachas of Nazir. You for sure shouldn't be Oilu Min HaMinyan. That's how the Biskar Rav says that according to the Rambam, you'll be able to teach our Gemara. Now, continuing on with the Gemara brings a machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda. When a Nazir that became Tameh and he finishes his Yemei Nazirus of Tumah, those 7 days of Tumah, so the halacha is that on the seventh day you do Taglachas, on the eighth day you bring the Kabbanos. So the machlokes Tanayim, if you start counting Nazirus Taira from the seventh day or the eighth day. And the Bryce explains they're arguing how to teach the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'kiddush es reishe v'yoymahu. So Rebbe Darshan, the Yomahu means that day, the Yom Avos Kabbalaisov. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda says, no, it means the Yom Taglachtoi. So the Pasuk is vague, which Yom we're referring to. Well, on which Yom do we start over the counting of the Nazirus Taira? So they argue if it means the Yom Taglachas or the Yom Avos Kabbalaisov. Now there's a big machaikis Rishonim in how to understand Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda says, you start counting from the Yom Taglachas. It's not clear in Yosef Yehuda's words, do you actually need the Taglachas alone or not? L'mashal, Rebbe said you need Yom Havayis Kavanaisov, but it's Mavur in the whole Sugya, and the Rabbanan later on argue on Rebbe, and they say you actually have to bring the Kabbanah. So it's clearly that Rebbe holds that you don't need to actually bring the Kabbanah, all you need is the day of the Kabbanah. So you actually dashes from a Pasuk, they don't have to actually bring the Kabbanah. So that's clear that Rebbe holds you don't have to actually bring the Kabbanos. But according to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, is it enough to be the seventh day and you adhesive a tiva taval and you don't need the taglachas alone? Or maybe you need the actual taglachas. Taisviz and the Bermaskul Moshkachas says right away that on the seventh day, Acha Shehizu Veshana Vetaval, Timiyad Kishahizu Vetaval, Chalav Boise Yom Naziris Taira, Shiyem Shvi Habiminyan Shleishim. Taisus understands that according to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, that's really how the Lashon HaGemara is mashma, that all you need is the Yom Taglachas, you don't need the actual Taglachas. However, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, Masech Tekrisus, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel,
says that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you only start counting the Yemei Nazir's Taira after you do the Teglachas B'Poyo. So we have this big machoikis Rishonim. Tosfos says you don't need Teglachas B'Poyo, and the Rambam holds you do need Teglachas B'Poyo. I had a Loshna Gemara that says Yom Teglachas. The Rambam has to learn it's Lav Davka. It's not enough the Yom Teglachas. You actually need the Teglachas itself. Now, it is interesting, Chazanish, in Siman Kuflam and Ches, Ois Aleph, he's dealing with the Shaila and the Achreinim, the Mechaz Chinuch, in Shinayin Zayin, Ois Vav is Mayrach about the Shaila.
And that is, do we say that Teglachas of Tumah is Ma'akiv? We all know that the halacha is that the Teglachas of Tahira is not Ma'akiv. So if the Teglachas of Tahira is not Ma'akiv, and that means that a Nazir finishes his 30 days, brings his Karbonos, he could drink Yayin, and do all the Yisurim of a Nazir, even without doing Teglachas. So do we say the same halacha by Teglachas of Tumah? We know that L'chatchila, a Nazir Tameh is supposed to bring Karbonos and go through the procedure of Teglachas to be able to start Teglachas of Tahira. But do we say it's Ma'akiv or not? Do we say it's similar to Teglachas of Tahira, which is not Ma'akiv, or only Teglachas of Tahira is not Ma'akiv, but Teglachas of Tumah will be Ma'akiv? So big shout on that way. And the Chazanish says that if we have a Rambam over here that's saying that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you can't start counting your days of Nazirs of Tyre until you actually do the Teglachas of Pael, so clearly it must be Ma'akiv. If it's not Ma'akiv, then how could you say you can't start counting until you do it? You don't even have to do it to become another Torah. So clearly, the Chazanish says the Rambam has to hold that the Din Teglachas of Tumah, to be able to start Teglachas of Tahira, is Ma'akiv. Now, there's actually a very big mocking to argue on this Chazanish. Chazanish is saying in Makar to the Shita and the Achreinim that Teglachas of Tumah is Ma'akiv from the fact that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds you can't start counting the Nazirs of Tahira until after the Teglachas. The mocking to be Chalik is that this is all Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. But Rabbi argues, so according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that holds that the Yemei Nazirus Taira starts from the Teglachas. Obviously, Teglachas is an integral part of counting the Yemei Taira, and obviously it's Ma'akiv. You only can start counting Yemei Taira after Teglachas. But if you hold it, you only start counting on the eighth day, so there's no reason to assume that Teglachas plays a significant role. Since everything's totally in Karbonos, so maybe Teglachas is not Ma'akiv at all. Where do we have a right to say that since according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Teglachas plays a role, so according to us also, even if we argue on the dinner of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda about the seventh day, we're still also going to hold that Teglachas is Ma'akiv. Who said? Only if Teglachas is the thing that's Goyrim the Yemei Taira, then we say you need Teglachas. But if it's not the Goyrim, rather we hold like Rabbi and the Chachamim, and it's either the Yom Karban or the actual Karbanos, so according to them, Teglachas is not a player. Who said it's Ma'akiv? So obviously what's going on is that the Chazanish holds, there's no tzad that this would be the Makar. He has no tzad that from here you're learning out that the Teglachas of Tumah is Ma'akiv. Rather, there's some other Makar, and he's just bringing a raya from the halacha of the Rambam. If we're saying, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that you can't start counting Yemei Nazirus Taira until after the Teglachas, that only makes sense if Teglachas is Ma'akiv. And since we see that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there must be a din, the Teglachas Ma'akiv, who are then, according to us? Why should we make a new machlaikis? Why should we say that according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Teglachas is Ma'akiv, even Teglachas of Tumah, and according to Rabbanan, Teglachas of Tumah is not Ma'akiv? That's what the Chazanish seems to be learning. And the beer of our tzad to be chilek on the Chazanish is to say that this is good for the Makar. This Shalom Achrayim, Teglachas of Tumah is Ma'akiv or not, this might be the Makar. The Makar might be that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda darshens the pasuk that you start counting the Yemei Taira on the Yom Teglachas, which the Rambam explains means the Teglachas Bepoil. When you actually do the Teglachas of Tumah, then you can start counting Yemei Taira. If this is the Makar of the Din, then we have a good Taina. If this is the Makar of the Halacha, only Rabbi Yosef Yehuda has a Makar. The Rabbanan don't have a Makar. So the whole Havan of the Chazanish is Mehecha Teisa make a new Machoikis. But if you learn that this is good for the Makar, then this is good for the Machoikis. The Machoikis is there a din that the Yemei Taira are Tolian Teglachas or Karbon? If they're Tolian Teglachas, that tells you that's the Makar that Teglachas is Ma'akiv. If that's the Makar, the Teglachas is Ma'akiv, so we don't have that Makar. The Chazanish is learning this is not the Makar, this is just a Rai that there is a Makar. If it's just a Rai that there is a Makar, a different Makar, so there's no reason to say that the Rabbanan would argue about this halacha. The Gemara continues. They bring the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nazir shenitma tumas harbe ene mevi ala karban echad. You could have a Nazir that underwent a couple of tumas, and even though it did a few tumas, still you only have to bring one karban. Now, to explain this Mishnah, we have to have a case that you're not considered one tumma. If you're considered one tumma, then you're not a case of Nazir shenitma tumas harbe. So obviously there are different tumas, they're separate tumas, and still, even though they're separate, you still have a chiddush of this Mishnah that you only bring one carbon. So the Gemara wants to know, who's the Tana that's able to have somebody having a few tumas that are separated, they're considered tumas harbe, but still, they're only going to have one chi of carbon. The Gemara says, Man Tana Amar Reb Chista, it has to be Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda. Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda holds that Nazirus of Tyre starts on the seventh day. If Nazirus of Tyre starts on the seventh day, so then we have a great case. We have a case of a separate tumah. It's considered a separate tumah because you already started counting your next Yemei Tyra. Because once you have the seventh day, you're allowed to start counting the new Yemei Nazirus Tyra. So I already started counting. And now I become Tameh. So it's a new tumah. But still, since La Yotza Shah Harui Lahavi Karbon, you're not going to have a new Chi of Karbon. Because the Gemara holds to separate the Chiyuve Karbon, you have to be that you reached the time that you were able to bring the Karbon. If you're able to bring the Karbon on the original tumah, then, if you become Tameh, you'll have a new Chi of Karbon. And when you're able to bring Karbonis, you'll have to bring two Karbonis. Because you already reached the time of the Chi of Karbon. But if you didn't yet reach the time of the Chi of Karbon, so you have nothing to be Mechalik, the Tumas, and you only have to bring one Karbon. So according to Reb Yosi Yehuda, we have all the criteria that we needed to understand this Mishnah. You have a case of Tumas Harbe, because you started counting again the Yemei Tyra, because on the seventh day you're allowed to start counting the Yemei Naziris Tyra. So there are separate tumas, but since you didn't reach the time of Avodas Karbon, because you didn't reach the eighth day yet, therefore you have nothing to be mechalik, so you have a great case. You have Nazirus Harbe, and you only of Tumas Harbe, and you only have one Chiv Karbon. But according to Rebbe, Mamonoshach, if you became Tumah on the seventh day, you never started counting the new Yemei Tyra. So it's a Tumah Arichta. It's a long Tumah. So you have nothing separating the tumas. There's no chiddush in the brayis, in the Mishnah. The whole Mishnah's chiddush was, even if you have separate tumas, you can still have one carbon. This is one tumas, it's not separate tumas. And if it's on the eighth day, which is the day that you're allowed to start counting, you may tire according to Rebbe. The problem is, on the eighth day, you're ready, yotza shah, shiruy lahavi carbon. And if you're able to bring a carbon, that should be mechalik, the carbonate, and you should takibi chayef too. So what's the case according to Rebbe, they have separate tumas, and you only have one chi of carbon, so it must be a Tzibiyasi reviewed. That's the Gemara. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Naziris, Perek Vav, Halacha Tezvav, paskins like the Chacham. That's the shita we'll have in Amma Beis, not like Tzibiyasi Yehuda, not like Rebbe. Rather, to start counting the Yemei Naziris Tyra, you actually have to bring the carbon pile. When you bring the carbon pile, then you start over your Yemei Naziris of Tyra. So all the Achrenim ask, the Kesa Mishnah, the Vacha Mishnah, all in the Zeros, Perek Vav, Halacha Tezvav, they all ask, the Rambam brings down this Mishnah. The Rambam brings down this Halacha, that if a Nazir has a lot of Tumas Harbe, he only has to bring one carbon. The problem is, like the Gemara asks, it's never an Ekeya. If he became Tamei before he brought the carbon, so it's Tamar Richta. You didn't even start counting your Nazir's Tyra. The Yemei Tyra yet, because you only start the Yemei Tyra, according to the Chum, after bringing the carbon. And if you actually brought the carbon, then obviously a Chayef two Karbanis, because you already brought the carbon on the first Tumas. There's no one carbon to bring on the two Tumas. So, since we have to be talking about that you had the Tumah before the carbon, so it's Tumah Richta. If it's Tumah Richta, so you can't really say this Halacha. First of all, there's no Chiddush to say that you only have one carbon. Obviously, it's one Tumah. But more than that, you can't call it Tumas Harbe. So it's like someone becomes Tumme 5 days in a row. That's not Tumas Harbe. It's only called Tumas Harbe if you reach the time that you started Yemei Tyra, which was the Oros Kasher and Rebbe. So how could the Rambam pass like the Chum and still bring down this Mishnah? It's connected to Reb Chista's Halacha. So the Kesa Mishnah answers Appel. He says that Enechanami, the Mishnah could stim with the Rabbanon. All Reb Chista meant is that legabe the machloikis Rebbe and Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda, it has to be Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda and it can't be Rebbe. But in Echanami, he never said it can't be the Chacham. So Lacha Mishnah asks the obvious question. He says the Kesa Mishnah didn't answer the question. The svar of Reb Chista was that according to Rebbe, this Mishnah makes no sense, because according to Rebbe, since you start counting on the eighth day, and that's a Shah Roy Lavi Karban, if it's a Shah Roy Lavi Karban, so then you should be Mechalik. So you have to say they did on the seventh day, but on the seventh day, it's Tamar Richta. So why are the Rabbanim better than Rebbe? The Rabbanim are very similar to Rebbe. All the Rabbanim and Rebbe argue on is, do you have to actually bring the Karban Mepayel or not? Both of them hold that the day that you're dealing with to start the Yimei Taira is the eighth day. So it's a Tamar Richta. So what do you gain by saying that the Gemara and Rav Chista are only coming Lafuke Rebbe and not the Chacham? There's no difference between the Chacham and Rebbe, like after this child of having a problem with Tamar Richta. So Lech Mishnah knocks out the Kesem Mishnah. So we have to say, to answer the Kesem Mishnah, that there's a chiluk between the seventh day and the eighth day. The Gemara that was going according to Rebbe, the Gemara was saying that according to Rebbe, since when the eighth day comes, you're automatically in the day that you're able to bring the Kabbalahs, and therefore you start your Yimei Taira. So the Tumah has to be on the seventh day. The seventh day is Tumah Richta, because you still didn't start counting your Yimei Taira. But according to the Chachamim, it could be the Kesem Mishnah holds, since today you're on the eighth day. Now, since you didn't bring the Kabbalahs to Payul, you can't start counting your Yimei Naziris Taira. But since it's the eighth day, and it's beyoday for you to bring the Kabbalahs and start the Yimei Naziris Taira, that's enough for us to consider this a new Naziris. And therefore, it's a new Tumah. And therefore, you would have a Havamina to say that it's Tumas Harbe and Shemichai to Kabbalahs. Only according to Rebbe, that the only way for you not to have a new carbon is to say that you did it on the seventh day, then the Gemara says Tumah Richta. But if you did it on the eighth day, it's before the Kabbalahs, you didn't start the Yimei Naziris Taira, so we're able to have the only Chayiv one, but we wouldn't have a problem that it's a Tumah Richta, because you Lamaisa on the eighth day, and you're able to start the Yimei Naziris Taira. That's enough for us to consider that it's separated from the original Tumah, and it's considered a new Tumah, so you would think should be Chayiv a separate carbon, and Kamash Bolan, the only Chayiv one carbon. That's what you have to say for the Kesem Mishnah. Now, Reb Leib Malin, Chidush Reb Leib, Chelik Beis, Simon Samon Kimmel, says an incredible pshat to answer this Rambam, right? The question that we're dealing with is, how could the Rambam bring this Mishnah, that if you have Tumas Harbe, you only bring one carbon? The Gemara says that can only shnim or Reb Yosef or Behuda, but if you hold like Rebbe, then it's going to be a problem of Tumah Richta. So it's obvious that it's not, they only have one, and it's not called Tumas Harbe. Problem is, the Rambam passing like the Chachamim, which is similar to Rebbe, the only difference is if you have to actually bring the carbon or not. But either way, they're both holding, you only can start the Naziris Taira on the eighth day, so you'll never have a case that it's Negei of the Mishnah. So how could the Rambam bring it? So Reb Leib wants to answer like this. He's Magdim with the Yisrael from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's in stencils, Simon Reish Hei. Chaim clears, what's the din of 7 days that we know that a Nazir Tameh has to wait? He has two stardom. Kipshuta, you understand that it's nothing special. Rather, all it is that you became Tameh, you were Saisir the Yom Rishainim, so Yom Rishainim Yiplu. Now you're Tameh. As long as you're Tameh, you can't be Mekayim Naziris. Naziris needs Taira. So you have to wait 7 days to not be Tameh, and now you could resume your Naziris of Taira. That would be the simple understanding of what's happening by Naziris of Tumah. Reb Chaim wants to be Mechiach, a second side. He wants to say, you know what's really happening? What's really happening is, just like a Nazir Tahar has a din, 30 days, when you do 30 days, you finish your Naziris Taira, so too there's a parish in the Taira of Naziris Tumah. And Naziris Tumah needs 7 days. Instead of 30, now it's enough with 7 days. You do 7 days of being a Nazir Tameh, then you go through Teklachas and Kabbanas, because you finish your Naziris of Tumah. But the 7 days are not just to get rid of the Tumah. Rather, there's a positive Inyan of 7 days of Naziris Tumah. Now, where's Reb Chaim coming to say such a big Chiddush? He says in Mefarsh Rambam, the Rambam and Hilchos Naziris, Perek Yud Halacha Yud Gimel Paskins, a big Chiddush. He Paskins that a Nazir Tameh Mitzayra. So besides being Tameh Meis, he's also a Mitzayra. So he needs 14 days. Because he needs 7 days for being a Mitzayra. Now, you took care of the Inyan of Mitzayra, and then the Yimei Mitzayra are not Olam and Aminyan, even besides the Tameh Meis. And now you need another 7 days for being a Nazir Tameh. So Reb Chaim asked, why do you need 14 days for? If the whole point of Nazir Tameh is nothing more than not being Tameh anymore, get rid of your Tumah. So if the 7 days of Metzaira are over, then if you became a Metzaira and you became Tameh Mes on the same day, now that you're not a Metzaira anymore, you're not Tameh Mes anymore either. So you should resume your Naziris of Taira. So first in the Rambam, an amazing Chiddush. You need to count positively, you need to do Naziris of Tumah. So if you're a Metzaira, not only is it not Oilu for the minion of Naziris Taira, but so too it's not Oilu for the minion of Naziris Tumah. So for Naziris Tumah, you need another 7 days. So it's Mechir, like the second side, that every Nazir Tumah is not waiting 7 days to get rid of the Tumah. Rather, it's a positive din. You need a Kiyum Naziris Tumah. You need 7 days of Kiyum Naziris Tumah. With that, like Daman plays, Reb Leib says like this. He says that you have to declare now two Shilas every time you want to know how to transition from Naziris Tumah to Naziris Taira. Until now, we thought, like the first side of Reb Chaim, there's no major transition. Rather, you get rid of your Tumah, wait 7 days, get rid of your Tumah. Okay, now the only thing you're going to deal with is the Shaila of when the Naziris Taira start. And that would be the Machlekes of Yisrael and Rabbi, if you start Naziris Taira on the 7th day, the Yom Teklachas, or the 8th day, the Yom Havaris Kabbalah. But now that we say there's a din, a positive din, you have to be Mekayim Naziris Tumah, 7 days of Naziris Tumah. So now, we can say there's two separate Shailas. There's one Shaila, when do you finish your Naziris Tumah? When do you finish the 7 days of Naziris? And a second Shaila, when do you start Naziris of Taira? So Reb Leib says like this. He says, the Machlokes of Yisrael Yehuda and the Rebbe is not when you start Naziris Taira. Rather, their Machlokes is, when are you finished your Naziris Tumah? We're saying that as a positive, then you have to do 7 days of Naziris Tumah. So Reb Yisrael Yehuda and Rebbe argue when that Naziris of Tumah is over. They happen to hold that whenever Naziris Tumah is over, automatically, they hold Misvara, why shouldn't Naziris Taira start? The only thing stopping Naziris Taira from starting was the fact that you had Naziris Tumah. If you got rid of Naziris Tumah, so Naziris Taira will automatically kick in. So they say it like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, Naziris Tumah is over on the Entaglachas, Memela, Naziris Taira starts. Rabbi says, no, Naziris Tumah is over on the Yom HaVayis Kamanaisav, and therefore Naziris Taira starts only on the Yom HaVayis Kamanaisav. But their entire machlekes is based on the fact that they're Taila Misvara. They hold that whenever Naziris Tumah ends, Naziris Taira starts. All the Rabbanan are saying, Reb Leib says, is that we hold it's not Toli Zebizah. We don't know what we hold Legabe the Shiloh about Naziris Tumah being over. Maybe it's over on the 7th day, maybe it's over on the 8th day. All we know is that Naziris Tahira need the actual carbon pile. There's no tzad to the Rabbanan that Naziris Tumah need the carbon pile for the Naziris Tumah to be over. All the Rabbanan are saying is, even though Naziris Tumah was over earlier, doesn't necessarily mean you can start counting Naziris Taira. The counting in Naziris Taira needs a karma pile. That's how they dash in the pasuk. If you need the karma pile, so even though you finished Naziris Tumah earlier, you still have to wait till you start counting Naziris of Taira. If you say like that, the Rambam's beautiful. What was the kasha? How could the Rambam go and bring this Mishnah if he holds like the Chacham? So Blaib says, very simple. He probably holds like Rabbi Yehuda. We have no idea how he holds the guy with the Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. It's a separate Machlekes. The Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda is when Naziris Tumah is over. The Rambam never got involved in that. Very talking that he passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, it's Muchach. If the Rambam is bringing down this Mishnah, and Chista said this Mishnah only stems Rabbi Yehuda, so it's evident that the Rambam passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Either I'm passing like the Chacham. These two Machlekes are not relevant. One to the other. One machlekes is when is Naziris Tumah over? And that he passes like a base of Yehuda. That's over on the 7th day. Therefore, you have a beautiful case of Tumas Harbe because you became Tumah on the 7th day. And don't ask it as Tumah Richta because it's not Tumah Richta because on the 7th day you finished the old Tumah. And Enechanami, you finished the old Naziris. And Enechanami, you can't start counting necessarily. You made Naziris Taira. But who said you need to start counting in Naziris Taira to be considered separate Tumas? Rather, since the first Tumah is over, because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the Tumah is over on the 7th day. Now, Rabbi Yehuda actually also holds that Naziris of Tumah is over, and immediately you start counting Naziris Taira. All the Rabbanan argue is, they say that even though Naziris Tumah is over on the 7th day, you still can't start counting Naziris Taira until the 8th day, and not only the 8th day, and has to be the eighth day after the Avodah Kavod Nosav. But the Rabbanan never argued on Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's halacha that the Nazirus of Tumah is over on the seventh day. Therefore, the Rambam is beautiful. Even though he passing like the Chachamim, the Nazirus Taira only start on the eighth day, but still, he still holds like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that Nazirus Tumah is over on the seventh day. Therefore, he's able to understand this Braisa, even according to Chachamim, because it's in regards to the Shail of Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he holds like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So just to make it clear, this whole thing is all based on Reb Chaim. Without Reb Chaim, so there's only one issue we have to deal with. We have to deal with the issue when the Nazirus Taira start. The entire issue you have to deal with is when the Nazirus Taira starts. Because there's no such thing as the Nazirus Tumah being over, because there's no real thing of the Nazirus Tumah. Rather, every time you're Tumah, you have to wait 7 days to get rid of the Tumah. Now, the Nazirus Taira is a din, when does it start? So that will be the only machlokes going on in the sugya. So that will be machlokes of Yosef Yehuda and Rebbe, if the Nazirus Taira starts on the seventh day or the eighth day. If that would be the Machlokes, then the Rabbanan are saying the eighth day after the Avodah Kavod Nosav, so they obviously argue on Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. But since Reb Chaim says that there's such a thing as Nazirus Tumah, that you have to actually go through 7 days of Nazirus Tumah, so now we're able to be Machalik and separate the two Machlokesim. One Machlokes is when does the Nazirus Tumah end? And the next Machlokes, the next Shail is when does the Nazirus Taira start? Now it happens to be that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi personally hold that the Tali Zev is there. Whenever Nazirus Tumah ends, Nazirus Taira starts. The Rabbanan are just arguing at that point. They say, no, Nazirus Taira can start tomorrow after the Avodah Kavod Nosav, and like Abba Shaila, when Nazirus Tumah ends, we're open for the discussion. You might hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and we can hold like Rabbi. We're not getting involved in that Machlokes. The Rambam is passing like Rabbi Yehuda, like Abba Shaila, when Nazirus Tumah ends. He's passing like the Rabbanan, like Abba Shaila, when Nazirus Taira starts. The Gemara continues. The Gemara asks, on Rama Beis, how did Reb Chista know that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Maybe it's going according to Rebbe. What was Reb Chista's whole taina? That according to Rebbe, you'll never have a case of Tumas Harbe that bring one carbon, because if the Tumah happened on the seventh day, so it's Tumah Aricha, and if it happens on the eighth day, so it's already a Yoyim HaRoy LeKarbon Oysov, so that's Mechalik, and you'll have to bring two Karbonos. The Gemara asks, maybe you became Tameh at night. If you become Tameh at night, you're ready, it's the night of the eighth day. Night of the eighth day is already Hischil. You already started, you made Nazirus Tahira. So that would be called Tumas Harbe. But since you never Bepoil were able to bring the Karbonos, that would be a case of, you only have one Chiv of Karbon today. Because the whole thing being Mechalik, the Chiv of Karbonos, was the fact that you Yatzel Lashar Royal Karbon. So in this case, you're not Yasa L'Shar Roy L'Karbon, so you have nothing to be Mechalik. So therefore, you only have to bring one carbon. So this would be a beautiful case. Takes care of all the issues that we had. We have to have a case of a lot of Tumas with one Chiv of carbon. This would be a case. You're at a time that you made Nazirus Taira already start because you're on the eighth day. The night of the eighth day is considered the eighth day. But you still don't have the Chiv of carbon Bepoil, the ability to bring the carbon Bepoil. You're not Yasa L'Shar Roy L'Karbon, therefore you don't have anything to be Mechalik. So the Gemara says, it must be he holds that Laila is not Mechusas Man. And if Laila is not Mechusas Man, so therefore you are considered Yoyim Haroi La'avoyz Kavod Nosav. And that would be Mechalik, so you would not be able to say the case is according to Rabbi. And he saw at night, because in this case you would be Mechayev to Karbonis. Because Laila is not Mechusas Man, that means even at night we consider you Batsem, you're Roy to bring the Karbonis. The fact that you need to wait a little is not considered Mechusas Man. So you are able to bring the Kabbalahs. So since you're a Zman, you are able to bring the Kabbalahs, that will be Mechalik and Mechayiv you to Kabbalahs. And the Gemara answers, no, how about Talia? If you hold Laila is Mechus Zman, and therefore you're not in a time of Yotzah of able to bring Kabbalahs, then we'll say also that you're not really able to start counting your Menizir's Tire, because you're not really in the eighth day. It's not the eighth day yet. And even the counting is totally in the ability to bring the Kabbalahs. And if you say that Laila is not Mechusas Man, and therefore it's considered the eighth day, and therefore you are able to start counting, but you're able to start counting your main Nazirus Taira, so that would be called Tumas Harbe, but it would also be called, since Laila is not Mechusas Man, this is considered the eighth day, Legabe, that it's a Yatsa L'Shar, Roy L'Havi Kabbalahs, and that would be Mechalik. That's the Suras HaShmaitza. So one thing is clear in the whole Sugya, that if Laila is Mechusas Man, so we don't consider it the next day, so we consider it a separate entity called night, And since right now at night you're not able to bring karbanos, so therefore you're not yosel l'shar l'havi karban, so you would not have anything be mechalik the chiv karbanos. Tosis explains why can't you bring a karban at night. So he says, could be savoysliksiv. We know there's a kasiv. All karbanos have to be done during the day, not at night. So too, a karban of a nazir can't be done during the night because it says b'yom savoysli. So therefore, Laila is not as man or like a bonus, so you don't have anything being mechalik the chi of kabonus. That's how Taisus explains the Gemara's Havana. There's an interesting Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav points out that this issue, if you're Yotzel Shah Reila Kabonis, which has the major ramification of being mechalik the Tumas and being mechayiv you a separate carbon, so Brisker Rav says, if mitzah, the fact that you're a Nazir, you're right to being a carbon. The only thing stopping you from being the carbon is a technicality, not mitzvah hilchos nazirus. Rather, it is halacha that all karbanos need to be done during the day and not by night. So if the entire problem is coming and stemming from the fact that you're a carbon, nothing to do with the fact that you're a nazir, so that wouldn't be called a non-shah royal havi carbon. Because the fact that your nazirus is up to a stage that can bring a carbon. So if your nazirus is up to the stage that can bring a carbon, that should be mechalik the tumas. You had one tumah before your ability to bring a carbon, and now you're already up to the ability to bring a carbon. That should be mechalik the tumas, and be mechayv you a separate carbon. Now, enech naim bepoil, you can't bring the carbon at night, but night is something that mitzvah the fact that you're a nazir, you're able to bring the carbon, so that should be able to be mechalik. So, Brisker Rav brings a sefri. Sefri Zuta, Parshas Nasai, Ayisid Gimel. The sefri says a public thing. The sefri brings a pasik, a special pasik by nazir. Besides the pasuk we have in Kol Torah Kula that all karbanos have to be done during the day, the Sefri dashes b'yom lois, a special pasuk that a karban nazir has to be done during the day and not by night. So the Brisker Rav says you gain in the Havana of our Gemara. Because it's not pshat that you can't bring a karban because all karbanos have to be done during the day. Rather, it is a special halacha that karban nazir has to be done during the day. If there's a special halacha that karban nazir has to be done during the day, say our Gemara is beautiful. Mitzad, the fact that you're a nazir, you're not up to a time that you're able to bring a karban. The Brisker Rav was being ma'irer that if mitzad, the fact that you're a nazir, you have nothing stopping you from bringing the karban. There's a technicality between Hilchus Kabbana stopping you from bringing the carbon. That should be called Yatzel L'Shah Arayil Havi carbon, and that should be Mechalak the Tumas, and that should be Mechayiv your new carbon. Rish Grov's answering, he has Zafri that Mitzad Nazirus, you're not up to the stage, you're not up to the time to bring another carbon. Because Nazirus have a din of Yom V'Loy Laila. So now we can understand why it's not considered a time of Royal Havi Karbon Isof, so it's not Mechalak L'Gabe carbon. Now, Taisus obviously argues on this. Taisus holds that we don't care why you can't bring the carbon. If you're poyo, you can't bring the carbon. You have nothing being mechalik the tumas. Brisker Rav is saying, no, it has to be mitzad the parish of nazir, that you didn't reach a stage in zeros to be able to bring the carbon. That would be mechalik. That would make that you can't be mechalik the tumas. The Brisker Rav continues, and he says there's another nafkamina between the Taisus and the Sefri. What's the makar that a nazir cannot bring a carbon belayla? Because if the Makar is the old Algamena Makar of B'yem Savaisai, so by Abama, the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Kufcha, there's no din of B'yem Savaisai, and the halacha is by Abama, you're allowed to bring a carbon even by night. Because the entire din of B'yem Savaisai was only said by the Mizbeach, by Kabbanos on the Mizbeach, it has to be done B'yem V'loi B'layla. Abama has a lot of differences. You could have a Zar, you could have a Balmum. So another difference is that you could have even B'layla. But that's all agabe, the din of B'yem Savaisai, and that's a din only by the Mizbeach. But what about this new din? The Sefri has a drasha that by nazir, carbon nazir, B'yem Eloi says the carbon has to be brought during the day and not by night. We never find that Bama doesn't have that halacha. That halacha is not mitzvah the Mizbeach, that's a halacha mitzvah naziris. A nazir has to bring a carbon, and the carbon of a nazir has to be done by day and not by night. So there's no chilik between the Mizbeach and a Bama. Even by a Bama, you'll have to bring Kabane Nazir, according to Sefri, Dafka B'yoyim, even by Obama, which you never really see anywhere in Shas, but it'll be a tremendous chiddush that according to Sefri, by Obama you cannot bring a carbon Nazir. In reality, the Brisker Rav's Nafkaminas are not just, you know, interesting Nafkaminas. It's really a kasha on the Sefri. Why would you need a special pasuk by a Nazir that you can't bring a carbon Belayla if we already have a pasuk of B'yem Savaisai that every carbon has to be done by day? It's really a kasha on the Sefri. Unless Sefri argues on
all these Gemaras that we know, so we have to say these nafkaminas, the two nafkaminas that the Brisk Rav is pointing out. First of all, it's a tremendous nafkamina in our sugya. Is this called Yotza L'sha HaRoy L'Havik HaVernoysov L'Gabi B'Michalik and making two tumors and two chiyuv karbanos? So the Brisk Rav is saying, according to Zifri, that means that Hilchas Nazirus, you're not able to bring the carbon, so you're not Yotza L'sha HaRoy L'Havik carbon. Because Mitzad Hilchas Nazirus, you can't bring a carbon, and therefore you're not Mechalak the Kabbanis. That'll be one nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be by Obama. There's a free goof of bringing this pasuk to teach us that by Obama you're not allowed to bring a carbon Nazirus at night, because it's not only Asmi Yom Savaisi, which is only Negev by Mizbeach, rather there's a new din of Yemulais. That by Nazi you have to bring the carbon by day, not by night, and therefore, even by Obama, the carbon cannot be brought at night. The Gemara continues, there being a Braisa. A Braisa says, Kufa, Nitma b'yashvi, v'chozer Nitma b'yashvi. Someone becomes Tameh the seventh day, and then subsequently becomes Tameh 7 days later. This similar to the previous Mishnah that we had, that you can have Tumas Harbin, you only have to bring one carbon. And that would be a case of Nitma b'yashvi, and then you keep doing b'yashvi. But, the Braisa says, if Nitma b'yashmini, v'chozer Nitma b'yashmini, maybe carbon akolachav yachod, you'll have to bring separate kabanos. Because you were Yatzal Shah, right? Love your carbon. The eighth day you're able to bring a carbon. So now you're Tahar, and you've already started your Taira, and you're at a time that you're able to bring your Kabbanis. And now if you become Tameh, you're considered a separate Tumah with its Eganah's own Chiv carbon. Therefore, you'll have to bring two Kabbanis. That's what Eliezer says. Now, there's two separate issues here. Tosis deals with the last line of this price. The price ends off, Umas Chalamayna Miyad, you start counting right away. What does it mean you start counting right away? Now, literally, if you read the price and it flows, sounds like you're starting to count on the eighth day. Tosis asks, it can't be on the eighth day, because Rabbi Elazar Shita is, throughout the Masechta, that you need a stira of 2 days to be called a stira to be Mechayiv your new carbon. If you see on the first day, if someone's Mekabel Naziris, and on the first day he becomes Tameh, he has no Chiyuv carbon Tumah. So you have no Chiyuv carbon Tumah unless you have a stira of 2 days. So how could we say that the case over here was you're Tameh the eighth day, and we're saying you have new Chiyuv carbons each time? But if you only see on the eighth day, that's the first day of your new counting. Right? The eighth day you start counting, and on that day you're becoming Tameh. So why are you Chayav a carbon? You weren't sorry for 2 days. You need Yamim Harishainim Yiplu, that there's 2 days you're knocking out. That's what was a Shita. So he says it must be that we're talking about the seventh day. When he says Maslamanim Yad, it means the seventh day. So therefore, on the eighth day, when you become Tameh, it's really actually your second day of Minyan. Therefore, you could have a separate Chiyuv carbon. So even though the Gemara's Mashmah, we're talking about day eight, so he says it has to mean we're talking about day seven.
Comes along Rekiva Eger, and he asks a beautiful question. He asks, why do we have to give a case in the Braisa of Nitma B'Shmini V'Chazar V'Nitma B'Shmini? So at first glance, that means it became Tameh twice, and then we say, maybe Karban HaKol Echad V'Echad. But Rekiva Eger asks, Nitma B'Shmini alone is Mechayiv Yitu. Nitma B'Shmini means you became Tameh on the eighth day. What does it mean, the eighth day? The eighth day of what? It means you became Tameh on the eighth day of your Tumah. Right? So it means you were already Tameh. On the eighth day of your Tumah, you became Tameh again. On that we say, since it's the Yom HaVayis Kabbanaisov, you're Mechuyiv, a separate carbon. So why do you have to give a case of Nitma B'Shmini, V'Chazav Nitma B'Shmini, that you subsequently became Tameh again, and you have a third carbon? What do you have to give that for? If the whole point is to be Mechalik Yechiv Kabbanais, the eighth day is enough to be Mechalik your Kabbanais, why do we have to give a case that you were Nitma B'Shmini because of Nitma B'Shmini again? So Greg wants to say a beautiful answer. He says, really, we just said over Tosfos. Tosfos says that Mas Chalamayim Yah means on the seventh day. Because if it would be on the eighth day, you wouldn't be Tosfos for 2 days. So Greg asks, so according to that, when you're Nitma B'Shvi, because of a Nitma B'Shvi, the Bryce says, Eini Mevi Yal Karban Echad. So Kipshuta, the Mishnah is saying, Chiddush, even though you became Tameh every 7 days, so one would understand you should have separate kabbanis. It's not a tumah richta, seventh day, and it's yimei taira. You would think you should have separate kabbanis. Still, it's a chiddush that you only have to bring one carbon because you didn't reach the day of the yom avodas kabbanisov. But Rabbi Baker asked, if we're going according to Rabbi Elazar, and Tosfos reminds us that Rabbi Elazar's shita is that you need Yom Rishonim Yiplu, you have to knock out 2 days. So every time you become Tomei on the seventh day, you're missing that tonight. You know why you're not going to be chayiv a separate carbon according to Rabbi Elazar? Very simply, because on the seventh day you don't have Shnei Yomim that you're being Saiser. If you're not being Saiser Shnei Yomim, you don't have a chayiv carbon. So what's the big chiddush of the Brayis? The Brayis seems to be saying a chiddush that even though you have Tumas Harba, you only have to bring one carbon. According to Balazar, there's no chiddush. According to Balazar, you're missing the stira to be mechayev a carbon, which needs to be Saiser 2 days. And then here you're only Saiser 1 day. So you can make one say an amazing answer. When the Brayis says, Nidma b'shvi'i, there's no, that alone means on the seventh day. It means you were Tamei for 7 days, and on the seventh day, you became Tamei again. That Tumah that you saw is only Saiser 1 day, right? It's the day that you would have been Tara. The seventh day, Tosfos points out, is the day of Tyra. That's the day you start your Tyra, similar to Beis Yehuda earlier. So that's your first day. That Tumah obviously can't be Mechayev your carbon because you only Saiser 1 day. So the Brayza needed to say that you were Nitma B'Shvi, which is obviously not enough to be Mechayev your carbon because you only Saiser 1 day. Because of a Nitma B'Shvi, 7 days later, again you saw. So there's 3 times you became Tumah. You became Tumah. On the seventh day, you became Tumah again, but that Tumah is only Saiser 1 day, so obviously you don't bring a carbon. But that day, you, according to Belozer, is Olam and Aminyan. You only need to do 29 days afterwards, because you could count that day. Because that steer is not something at Saiser, because it's not, it doesn't have a Chiv carbon, because it's only Saiser 1 day, and it's Olam and Aminyan. But when the Chayz of Nitma B'Shvi, that's a second day. 7 days later, again you started counting your Yemei and Nezirus Tyra. That's the second day of your counting, because you already counted the earlier day. You already counted that first day as you're starting to count, right? It means you did, let's say, 10 days. Then you did a Tumah, which is Saiser all your days. You're starting over. Now you did on the seventh day, you had a new Tumah. That Tumah is not Saiser that 1 day, because Stira has to be 2 days. So then you did 7 days of Tumah, but you still had 1 day that was never Nistar, because Stira needs 2 days. So you up to 1 day, then you did your 7 days of Tumah, the second Tumah, and now you're starting to count that first day of after the third Tumah. That first day is really a second day, because you never Saiser that first day, the first, you know, Tumah of after 7 days. That was never Nistar because it was, you needed 2 days stira. So the second stira of Yumei Zion is considered the second day. So if it's the second day, that stira is Mechayev your carbon. So you should be Mechayev your carbon. That's why you needed the Rabbis to tell you that even though you have enough ammunition here to be Mechayev two Gabonais, you have Tumas Harbei, still any Mechayev your carbon echad. That means to be able to say the Chiddush, that by Tumah V'Shvi, you only have one carbon, you need to give a case when there are 3 Tumas. The first Tumah was Saiser all the original days. The seventh day of that Tumah became the second Tumah. That steer is not Mechayev your carbon because it's only 1 day. The next Tumah, which is the third Tumah, joins with the second Tumah. Now you have 2 days. 2 days here that should be Olam and Aminyan. On that, the Tumah is Saiser 2 days, and that should be Mechayev carbon. On that, you have a Chiddush Brayis, so they only Chayev one carbon because 7 days is not enough to be Mechal Kabanas because you never reached the day of being Roy to be a carbon. So when it says in the Sefer, what was Rikki Vegas Kasha? Why do we say Nitma Mishmini? Just say Nitma Mishmini once. You Chayev two Kabanas. The answer is Agav the Reisha. And the Reisha, we need to say that you had 3 Tumas. Only with having 3 Tumas is there a Havamino that you should Mechayev separate Kabbalahs. On that we have a Chiddush, you only Chayev one carbon, but that Chiddush can only be said if you have 3 Kabbalahs, 3 Tumas. Now, this Tosfos that we mentioned, that Tosfos says that obviously Maskel Amoinim Yad has to be day 7, because if it was day 8, you're missing the Tanai of Yom HaShanim Yiplu, is actually a Mepharish here that argues on Tosfos. And he learns that Maskel Amoinim Yad means like the Lashon Mashma, the Maskel Amoinim Yad on the 8th day. The problem is, the Maskel Amoinim Yad on the 8th day, you have to ask this question, how could you tell me, according to Belazar, you start counting on the 8th day, Im Kain, you should never be Mechayev a carbon because the steer is only 1 day, and Belazar holds to have a Chayev carbon, you need a steer of 2 days. So the Karen Ira answers that this entire Tanai of Yom HaShanim Yiplu is only needed in the beginning. That means, if you Mechabel Naziris, and on day 1, your first day of being a Nazir, you become Tameh, you're not going to be Saiser that Yom, which is Negei, you don't have a Chiyuv Karbon, and you only have to do 29 days afterwards. But let's say you did 10 days, and then you became tummy. So you already seized those first 10 days. That's the exact cause of Yom Shem Yiplu. They're off the chart. You have to start over. When you're starting over and you're up to day one, the Karenayer says, he's coming to explain, the Rambam will see, and the Mepharash, this will help for also. These Rishonim hold that you already did 10 days and you already had a kiyum of Yom Shem Yiplu. You already knocked out 10 days. So now, even though it's only one day that you're starting after the Tumah, you're only up to the first day, that still would be a stira, and it would not be Eilam and a minion, and you would have a chiyuv carbon. And he proves, and the Karenayer proves this from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Nezirus, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, paskins like a Belazar. That to be a stira, you have to be seiser 2 days. And if it's only seiser 1 day, if you become tamei on the first day, that's not called a stira, which is Negea, we're saying that you don't have a chiyuv carbon. And that first day is Eilam and a minion, and when you resume your Nezirus of Tyra after the Yimei Tumah, you only have to do 29 more days. But still, the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, which the Chachamim say that you only start Yimei Nezirus after you bring the carbon poil, right? We had the Machlokes, Rebbe, and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, and the Chachamim when you start over in Nezirus Tyra. So the Shitas to Rambam is you start when you bring the carbon poil. And the Rambam says that if you become Tomei on the 8th day, after you bring the Kabbanas, you bring separate Kabbanas. Question is why? If on the 8th day after bringing the carbon, you start over your new Nezirus, but you're starting today, you're not starting on the 7th day. In other words, Tosis's question, the Rambam is going to fall into the trap. Tosis asks that, how could Rabbi Elazar say that Maskel Meinim Yad, you start counting on the 8th day. If you start on the 8th day, you're not going to have a new Chi of carbon because you don't have steer of 2 days, so Taiz was Mechiach, that you start counting on the 7th day. The problem is, the Rambam, Paskins, like the Chum, that you start counting on the 8th day, passing like a Balazi, you need 2 days of steer, and it's still Paskins that if you see on the 8th day, which is the first day of your new Nazirus of Tyra, you still have a Nuchi of carbon, but where's your steer of 2 days? So the Karenayer is Mechiach, as you cite, like the Mepharash learned Dawa Gemara, that you can start counting on the 8th day, and still not a problem, where Balazi, you say they need to be Sayyid of 2 days, because where Balazi's hold in, they have to be Sayyid of 2 days, is all when you never had a kiyum of Yom Rishon Yiplu. So you makabel Nezirus today, and on the first day, you have a stira of Tumah, you're not saying it's 2 days, but if you already had a stira a month ago, you started counting 20 days, and then you had a stira which was Yom Rishon Yiplu, you knocked out a significant amount, more than 1 day, you had 2 days of stira, so then later on, when you resume your Nezirus, and on the first day of your resumption, you become Tumah, that's not a problem, that you don't have Yom HaShem Yiplu, because you're already Mekayim it. So you would be Mekayim a carbon, even though it's the first day that you're resuming, because since you were already Mekayim Yom HaShem Yiplu in the steer of the original days, that's enough to be called the Kiyum of that Pazik, and therefore you would have a Chiyuv carbon, and you would not be Eilam and a Minyan this day.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.